Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Delicious, meat nutritious, and the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts out there. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor, but still want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, to name a few. Perfect for enjoying with family or friends and taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. That's wonderfulpistachios.com. This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 98. Retiring early really means being financially free, by Jay Money of budgetsaresexy.com.
Get ready to maximize your potential with Optimal Living Daily, the podcast that brings you the best in personal development and productivity every day of the week. Your optimal life awaits. Now here's your host, Justin Mollick.
Hey, welcome to Optimal Living Daily. This is where I read to you from blogs, mostly, but sometimes also books and anything else I can find that I believe will truly optimize your life. And today's no different. I went on a mission and found a new author to join the show, and he's also going to be read on my spinoff podcast, Optimal Finance Daily, and that is Jay Money of budgetsaresexy.com. So let me tell you about this guy. Jay Money, as he goes by, is a 6'1", hyperactive, beer-drinking, mohawk-rocking, hip-hop-listening dude who likes to talk about money. In fact, he has a podcast also, and it's called, you guessed it, Money. His story is that he was in a bit over his head when he bought his first house on a whim, and that led him down a path to track his expenses for a few months, make a budget, read some books, and eventually continually tracking his net worth and blogging about the process on budgetsaresexy.com, which now has over 14 million views. It's crazy that some simple money tracking made such a huge impact on his life, although it's very believable, as I've been doing that for 6 years, down to the penny, that's including both income and expenses. And if you want to get that spreadsheet I made with a free video tutorial that I made to go along with it, you just need to be part of my mailing list, which you can sign up for by texting the word OPTIMAL to 44222, or you can visit me online at oldpodcast.com and join there. But for now, let's get this thing rocking and hear from Jay Money for the first time, who's going to help you optimize your life. Retiring early really means being financially free, by Jay Money of budgetsaresexy.com. Inevitably, anytime you mention you're working on, quote, retiring early to someone, you're met with comments like, quote, that's not possible, and, quote, won't you get bored, unquote. Gag me. The first one, I can understand because, well, it's hard as shit to pull off and you have to want it bad enough to accomplish it. The second, however, boggles my mind. You don't have any interests or desires or goals in life to fill up 40 hours a week? What do you do in your free time? What do you do with your friends? What do you dream about when pretending to win the lottery? Retirement, in the general sense, may mean you're old and gray and don't have to work for the rest of your life, but early retirement is a totally different beast. With ER, early retirement, you're young and healthier and full of spunk. Oh, and did I mention it means you're financially free? So you can work or not work or do whatever the fuck you want because you no longer need to trade your time for money anymore? That's what early retirement means, having enough money to live your days however you please. What you do with that time is completely up to you. You can be bored and sit around all day doing nothing if that's what gets you gored, or you can live a more productive and fun or healthy or exciting life, paying attention to whatever it is that makes your heart go flutter. That's the part I wish people would understand. That retiring early isn't about, quote, doing nothing anymore, but doing, quote, awesome things forever and ever because you've set your life up financially to be able to do so. And really, isn't that the ultimate dream we're all striving for? To not have to worry about money anymore and spend our lives on the things that actually matter and are important to us? Yes, the normal retire at 65 type retirement sucks, but even that we can do something about today to help speed up the process and bring in joy quicker if we really want to. It's called saving and investing and not spending every last penny you get. And the more you want to retire early, the more you save and invest and not spend every last penny. In other words, you put it into massive overdrive and become, quote, a weirdo. Or if you prefer the more modern, cooler term, a mustachian. Everyone works for decades and decades because they need money and everyone else is doing the same thing, so why not, right? Does that mean you have to follow suit, though? Of course not. It's a hell of a lot easier and seems like a lot less effort, but believe me, it's not. Here's a riddle for you. What's best, working for 15 years and living off a lot less, or working for 45 years and living like a normal person? My friend Nate sums all this up pretty well in an article which actually has nothing to do about money. Quote, I like to win. Most people do. But most people also say, quote, you play the cards you're dealt, unquote. And I don't quite believe in that. I believe in getting better cards. This is life. It's not a game. And no one says you have to play by the rules. Since I assume that most of you are trying to move up in the world and not down, you're going to be trying for the better job, the better school, the better location, the better whatever. And by doing so, you're going to be competing against a number of people who are, by skill or circumstance, in a better position to get there before you. If everyone plays the cards they're dealt, that person beats you every time. But this is where you have the element of surprise. Most people, when they feel they have an advantage, will sit back and wait for what they assume is coming to them. But this is exactly when it's ripe for the taking from someone like you, someone who's not afraid to hustle, to put in the behind-the-scenes work necessary to make everything fall into a place in a way that's surprising to everyone but you, because you planned it all along, unquote. Because you planned it all along, whammo. It's no accident you hear people like Jacob Fisker or Mr. Money Mustache, and soon the Mad Scientist, retiring in their 30s as if it just fell out of the sky. They worked their asses off and strategized like a mother the whole way while everyone else was status quo. This is most definitely not a game. This is our lives. And as Nate says, no one is forcing you to play by the rules and wait another 20, 30, 40 years till you can, hopefully, retire and start living the life you've always dreamed of. And that's if you have enough saved by then and you're still alive and Social Security is around, yada, yada, yada. For some, that may be okay. It's comfortable. I get it. But for others, myself included, it's definitely not. We want to wake up and work on whatever we're excited about that day, whether it's our golf game, business, charity, leisure, binge reality show watching, reading, fishing, metal detecting, it's cool, damn it, or again, that 40-hour job you're already doing now because you're fortunate enough to love it. It doesn't matter how you spend your time, just that you're the one choosing it, not anyone else. You're in charge and you own your future. And that's the takeaway today. Knowing you have the potential to change your path if you really want it bad enough. There's nothing wrong with retiring in your 60s like your parents, and probably their parents before them, and then theirs before them, but realize there is another option if you're crazy driven enough to go for it. It's not easy or always fun in the least, but you can bet your sweet ass the future you will thank you for it when you have plenty of time to lay around and lollygag while you wait for the rest of the world to catch up to you. The trick is getting down to business now and letting time work its magic for you while still on your side. If there's one thing you can count on, it's that time goes on whether you're a doofus with your money or not. And I'd like to think no doofuses read my blog, am I right? Now go out and own your future, you non-doofuses you. You just listened to the post titled, Retiring Early Really Means Being Financially Free by Jay Money of BudgetsAreSexy.com. There you have it, a brand new episode with a brand new author who I'm excited to have on board. If you're listening to this, Jay, thank you. It's awesome that you're letting me share your work with everyone here, and I'm definitely excited to read more. And if you, the listener, enjoyed this post, or even if you didn't for some strange reason, check out budgetsaresexy.com and see how much value he provides over there. It's pretty awesome. And before we go, like I mentioned at the top of the show, if you're seeing the value of tracking your income and expenses and net worth, you should check out my free spreadsheet that does exactly that, and it comes with a video tutorial I made that walks you through it. It's super easy to get. You can text the word OPTIMAL to 44222 or visit me online at oldpodcast.com and join my mailing list there, and it'll be sent to you immediately. By the way, there are other gifts that you get guaranteed if you join, like being in a raffle to win a book on the first of every month. So again, just text OPTIMAL to 44222 or visit oldpodcast.com. And that's 98 episodes down, so close to 100. And actually, the celebrations are sort of starting early with what will be an interesting episode tomorrow. I'm kind of sandwiching this special week of episode 100 with unique episodes. So make sure you check out tomorrow's episode 99 and all the special episodes next week where your optimal life awaits.
You've been listening to Optimal Living Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's oldpodcast.com for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.